A federal grand jury indicted Senator Stevens this morning on 7 criminal counts of making false statements. He is the first sitting U.S. senator to face federal indictment since 1993. The charges allege that Stevens took hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts from the oil field services company Veeco and didn't report them on the annual financial disclosure forms required by law. The news rocked the nation's capital, where Stevens is the Republican Party's longest-serving senator and is in the middle of a re-election bid. From Washington, D.C., APRN's Libby Casey reports.
At the Department of Justice, Matt Friedrich, the acting assistant attorney general for the criminal division, announced the news.
Earlier today, a federal grand jury here in the District of Columbia returned an indictment charging United States Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska with 7 felony counts of making false statements.
Friedrich was flanked by investigators from the IRS and the FBI. The indictment comes as part of a 4-year investigation into corruption in Alaska politics and the influence wielded by oil field services company Veeco. Senators must report any gifts they receive that are worth more than about $300. Friedrich says Senator Stevens is accused of taking gifts in excess of $250,000.
The indictment charges that while he was sitting as a United States senator between 1999 and 2006, Senator Stevens accepted gifts from a privately held company known as Veeco, its chief executive officer, and others.
Friedrich says CEO Bill Allen and others at Veeco gave Stevens furniture and exchanged an old vehicle for a new Land Rover worth $20,000 more. And the indictment alleges Veeco contractors and employees helped Stevens renovate his home.
The gifts Senator Stevens is alleged to have received include substantial amounts of material and labor used in the renovation of a private residence, which Senator Stevens and his wife owned, located in the town of Girdwood, Alaska.
Friedrich says the renovations included a new first floor, wraparound deck, and garage. Veeco allegedly repaired the gutters and provided architectural designs and electrical, plumbing, and heating work. The indictment claims that Stevens knew Veeco performed the renovations and did not pay for them. Friedrich made it clear that Senator Stevens has not been indicted for bribery or quid pro quo, taking gifts in exchange for services or votes. But he says the indictment does allege that Stevens used his official position on Veeco's behalf.
At the same time that Senator Stevens was receiving these things of value, over that same time period, he was also being solicited by Veeco to do certain things, which he or his staff on occasion did.
Friedrich wouldn't speculate on what the penalty would be if Stevens is convicted. Senator Stevens responded in a press release saying he's innocent of the charges and intends to prove it. 1 year ago, after the FBI raided his Girdwood home, Stevens told APRN that he and his wife paid for their house renovations.
I will tell you, we paid every bill that was given to us. Every bill that was presented to us has been paid, personally, with our own money. And that's all there is to it.
Stevens has usually refused to comment on the investigation, citing concern that he would be seen as trying to influence a jury or obstruct justice. But on Monday, one day before the indictment was handed down, Stevens said he was proud of his record.
I really believe that I have not done anything that is wrong in the process of my official activities.
Stevens said on Monday that Alaskans should look at his lifetime of service.
I was chairman of the Ethics Committee. I've been elected to every office but one you can hold in the Senate. All of those things, you don't get selected to do that if you're known to be in any way tainted by personal misconduct. I really pride myself in terms of my record as a lawyer, as a U.S. attorney. You don't get the presidential appointments that I've had in the past. If you have a flaw in your character, I don't think I do.
Stevens has already temporarily stepped down from his leadership posts on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee and the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, as required by Senate Republican conference rules, although he'll stay on the committees as a regular member. The other members of Alaska's congressional delegation issued statements of support for Stevens in the hours following the news. Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was shocked and knows Stevens as an honorable and hardworking Alaskan. Congressman Don Young called him honest and effective and said he hoped Alaskans wouldn't rush to judgment. Senator Stevens faces a re-election fight in next month's primary and the November general election. On Tuesday afternoon, his campaign office vowed to move full steam ahead. Monday, before the indictment was handed down, Stevens said he planned to spend August in Alaska, fighting what he said might be a tough election battle.
I've got to depend upon traveling the state and renewing acquaintances and make people understand what I have done, and to tell them one single thing. I've been there for you every time you are in trouble. It looks like I might be in trouble this time, and I want you to be for me. Now that's going to be the campaign.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.